Okay, go ahead.
So, Kathy, start with the roll call.
Sure. Corinne Halliday?
Here.
Phil Sabo?
Here.
Kathy Sabo's here. Cindy Biancamano?
Here.
Angela Bucheri?
Here.
Evelyn Payson?
Here.
Hema Da Silva?
Here.
Jason Griffin?
Here.
Dave Edgington is not here. And then we have, from the association present, we have Warren Blessing, Lisa Hober, and Laura Drorick. And we also have Ed Bader, our treasurer, part of the public. Tax collector. I always say that wrong. Sorry.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, can we get a motion to accept the minutes of the November 15th board meeting? I'm sure you've all read them.
Mm-hmm. I make a motion to accept the minutes.
Second.
The meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Angela, is your poll up?
No, I wasn't there, so I'm going to just abstain because I can't say that they're accurate if I wasn't at that meeting.
Okay, so was anybody opposed? I didn't see.
Nope.
No, none opposed.
One abstain.
One abstain.
Motion carries.
Yep. And do we want to do a motion to accept the minutes from the executive session on January 4th?
I don't know. Do we need to do that?
Yes. Yes, we do.
So, somebody make a motion to accept the minutes of the January 4th executive meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
No opposed? Okay, so motion carries. Public comment. So we have three publics. So Mr. Blessing, if you'd like to, do you have any? No, you're just being nosy. You really are. Well, we're glad to have you. Thanks for coming. Lori and Lisa?
Yes. I've got nothing. I'm just staying through the committee part. I'm leaving.
Okay.
What?
She's staying just to hear some committee reports, and she's going to be leaving now.
I do realize I can't comment during reports, right?
Well, but if they're on the committee, they can. So I think that's what she's talking about.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to do that when I was on the events committee.
Well, I don't think that'll be an issue tonight anyway.
Okay.
So we'll start with Ed, tax collector report. Make it brief because we got a big agenda.
We got football games.
We have collected last month. We had 20 demand notices that were sent. We have 10 of our members that paid their taxes, and we have 10 left. And of those 10, most of the larger ones will go to collection. So in the next week or so. And I would expect that all of those would be collected within the next three to 4 months. Okay?
Yep. Thank you. Jason, do you need to talk about anything for stand-in treasurer at the moment?
Not really. There, you know, nothing really happened this past month. Hasn't been a lot of action. The only thing I want to say is just so we realize, and they were great, and I'm glad we did it. Kathy had the attorney answer some fantastic questions that gave us a lot of insight into things. Just so you're aware, that cost us $561, so every time we do go to the attorney, it does cost money. I think it was well worth it. But just so you know, that is, we got the invoice for that this month for $560. Other than that, no, nothing.
Okay. Thank you.
I have a question for Jason. So for the computer connection,
mm-hmm.
Let's just have them send directly to the treasurer. He is paying for them on his card, and then he will bill us, and it'll be monthly.
Yeah, he can mail it to, you know, mail it to POLH, Box 320,
okay.
230, rather, and it'll get to him.
Okay.
I'm using a new mic. Does this sound okay to everyone, or do I sound weird? Or?
Nope, sounds great.
No, it's
great.
Fine.
Okay. I'm weirder than usual.
That had to be cool.
And just a little kind of a question I would have for Jason is that, you know, this is, I haven't been on the board that long. As far as the lawyer, is that something that you report on all the time, how much we spend on a lawyer, or?
It's just never come up. I just thought it's something we need to keep in mind every time we go to the lawyer across my likes, that I thought it was well worth spending the money, but it's one thing that we just realize every time we go to the attorney, it does cost us money.
Right, you know, and so it's
money hour. It is budgeted. We have money in the budget, so.
And I also, just by way of, you know, having a protocol, is I did check with Cindy before I contacted the lawyer. I would never just do that on my own.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, for all of us.
Just, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a protocol. So I would never, if Cindy would said, no, we don't need to ask those questions, I never would have done it.
Thanks, Jason.
I have a quick question for Jason, and it might be something Jason and I can talk about afterwards, but thank you for the really detailed report. I just saw it like moments before we came on because for some reason it didn't come to my email. But my question for you that I don't see that, again, maybe we could talk about after, is I just don't see the money that came in from fundraising going into my budget.
Right.
So I'm just not sure where that money is and if it went into the general fund. So again, I don't know if something that all of us need to discuss or you and I could find a time after, but I just want it to be I just wanted to mention and share it because I just didn't see it. And again, I may not be looking at it correctly.
I'll look into it. It may be under a specific event and it's color balancing and expense for it, but I'll look. I did it before.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Is there a figure he should be looking for, Angela?
I'd have to go back and look, but it's all the money that came in from the auction, so I could go back to the auction rate cap.
Well, I don't know if that would have been easier for him.
Right, and I think that's what's so hard, right? Like, so many things are canceled because of COVID. So, again, and then I'll go back and look for things that maybe reconnect.
Before you look, let me look, because it might be easier for me to look than you.
Right, so I think the two things were the money that came in from Phil and Linda doing the Friday Joe was a couple of $100s, and I believe I have that event recap that I can get you the exact amount, and then the auction raised quite a bit of money. So those are the two things you'd be looking for.
Okay.
Thanks.
Any other questions for Jason or Ed? Okay. I skipped President's report. I don't have a lot to say. I did spend very nice plant from those who contributed to Linda. Mike Trotsky sent you an email or a text about only getting part of the stipend. Did you take care of that?
I didn't. I was quite unsure about that.
I am,
you know,
too.
I saw that he wasn't paid, and then I noticed Ed wasn't paid. And I actually, Ed and I were talking about taxes, and he reminded me, which I remember and don't remember, that supposedly at a meeting earlier in the year, we said we weren't going to make three payments
Correct.
To the stipends. We're only going to do two.
Correct.
And
right.
It's in the minutes somewhere. It's not in the minutes anywhere. I can't find it. I think it happened during the executive
it
session.
It did happen during the executive session.
So there's
session.
No minutes
so
of
there's
it.
No minutes. And
I don't think anyone ever told Mike, so he's not aware. So hopefully he won't be upset. But that's one thing, actually, and I'm glad you brought that up. That's one thing I wanted to ask about tonight, if we were going to stick with that or what, or...
But I think the question was, we didn't split it in half, because isn't his stipend for the two things $2,000?
Yeah, so he got $1,000.
No, he got $1,500, he said.
That doesn't sound right.
Let me relook at that.
Yep.
It looked like he was still owed another payment to bring him to $1,500. He was owed one more to $500. But I have to look at the exact date.
Yeah. So if we were splitting it, that's not splitting it. That's what
I have to look into
about.
That further.
It should be $1,000 and $1,000. So, yeah.
Because I had asked that. I said, did you get your December payment? He's like, no, we're not getting it in December anymore. We're getting, you know, at the end of the year. So that's what
so
me.
Can you let me know or Mike know just so we can solve that, get that all straightened out? Okay. Thanks.
Right. Well, I know what happened is that some people were paid in like August or something. I don't know, where they weren't supposed to be paid until December. So
how it had always been is
I know how it had been, but what we decided was to pay one payment in December and then one payment at the beginning of June for that budget year.
Yeah.
So however that works out money wise, that's how it should go.
Okay. I got a letter. I think I sent it to all you from Rob Wright about wanting us to pay for his survey. Did I forwarded it to everybody, right?
Yep.
Correct. Yeah.
So obviously we need to, I guess, talk about that. I don't know. Should we do that in new business or now?
Whatever you want.
All right, let's do it now. Evelyn.
I understood that if two surveys disagreed, it was up to the surveyors to figure it out.
Well, I don't understand. I don't think we should have to pay for his survey.
If one survey said one thing and the other one said the other thing, then those two surveyors should be the ones to get together and figure out what's right and what's wrong. But we should not have to pay for him, and not ask him to do this.
And what surveyors are you talking about?
Yeah, I think the whole issue is this was never an issue between Rob Wright and the association. It was an issue between Byron and the association.
Rob Wright
has just gotten involved and concerned because it could ultimately affect his property. But we never asked him to get one. We were waiting for Byron to get one, and Byron just kept putting it off, and never ever getting one. So Rob was just being, I think, proactive on his end and getting a thing. So I don't think we should commit to anything until we solve the situation with Byron, because we may not have to move anything.
Cindy, I'm not sure. I had spoken to Rob quite a while back, and he kind of indicated that we had asked him to, meaning the association had asked him to. I don't know. I wasn't on the board at the time, and I know that the first time it was brought up, I stopped by there when I was appointed onto the board to kind of get an idea of what the issue was, and he sort of indicated at the time that the association had asked it to. I don't know that for a fact. But it's something to find out.
I can ask Gary.
I'm pretty sure that we did not request that.
I've already talked to Gary. Gary says no.
Yeah.
It would have had nothing to do with Rob Wright. It had it all to do with Byron.
Byron.
Yeah. No, I just have to respond to him in a letter, and I just wanted to make sure. I think we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure.
And I would just point out, Cindy, to him that, you know, until the situation with Bob Byron is, we can't really make a decision on anything. But our, like you said, our status is that we never asked him to get a survey.
Right. Okay. Is everybody in agreement with that?
Yes.
No, I mean, if we didn't ask him to, then there's no real reason for us to pay the cost.
Okay. All right. That's kind of what I thought, but I just wanted to make sure. And so that takes care of that. So the other thing is at the executive meeting, we talked about, you know, a treasurer candidate, and I did make some calls on that. I did talk to Tim Herlock, and he does not want that job. He does not want that responsibility. And then I called some CPAs in town. And one of them recommended this older gentleman who's like a bookkeeper. And I know, Kathy, you said if it comes to that, you would do it. But I'm just throwing it out there. And so I spoke with him, and he thought we should sit down and really go over what we need to do. So I think, again, to be proactive, that we should probably have maybe Jason and Kathy, if you're willing, or if anybody else wants to, meet with this gentleman and just get a feel for, if we have to go outside, what it would cost, what it would entail. How do you guys feel about that?
I'm fine with that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is there anyone else that, I mean, I definitely thought of Jason and Kathy, but is there anyone else that would want to be included in that? You're crazy if you do, but tell me.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Nobody's raising their hand and jumping up and down.
Well, I'm in North Carolina, so I'm not going to come up there.
Come on, you.
Is the other gentleman in Colchester?
Moodus, yes. Moodus.
Okay, so area. So he's in the area. Good.
In the area, yeah. And then the only other thing was and this probably would go under old business, but I'll just tell you. So, you know, I think I forwarded to you, the attorney feels that this whole thing with Byron needs to be put to bed, and that we should just, you know, set a date, get the police, go there, and get the stuff off the property. I don't know if I agree, because I know how long it took the survey to be completed for the rights. And Byron's did have a survey, so my personal feeling is that we should wait. We've waited this long. We should wait a little longer, but I wanted to bring it up to see what you guys thought.
I don't think we need to involve the police yet. It's not like we need that property that you're right. supposedly on.
Right.
We don't
right.
even maintain it.
Right.
I think, he's not in the area. We should at least give him the privilege of letting him get back to the area in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's not that big of a rush. But I think at some point we need to give him a date and say...
We did do that last year.
But he hadn't had a survey yet. He did get the survey now. So we said, look, you need to get your surveyor to talk to our surveyor and do it by such and such a date. After that point, we're going to go along with our survey or something like that.
I mean, we could just tell him that he has until July 30th to, you know, get all his ducks in a row as a date.
Probably just refer you to his attorney.
Well, that's fine, but at least if we have a date, then he knows what that date is and... You know.
And realistically, I think at this point, didn't the attorney say we shouldn't be talking to them, that it should be the attorneys talking to each other anyway?
Right,
so
correct.
Like
they always say that. They always say that because they want to charge $561. So.
True. Anyone else have opinions?
I want this to go away. I don't care how it goes. I mean, I can't fathom why we're doing this. I know it happened to Cindy. I didn't agree with it back then. I don't agree with this now. I want it to go away. I want to be one happy family up there. You know, it's just it's costing us money for what? For what? Because he parks a car there, or he has a couple of things there. We don't do anything with the property, and I understand it's our property. And I understand that there's liabilities, you know, there's liabilities all over the place. But my opinion is I want it to go away the best possible way.
That's did we ask the attorney if, I think we did say we can sell association property, but if we could offer the property to him, and if we need to offer it to him, do we have to make it available to everyone?
Exactly. Well, first we have to find out who owns it.
Surveys,
we don't need to talk about that until the survey's in our hands so we can clearly see that we own it or that they own it. Then we can talk about that, right?
Right.
Corinne?
Yeah, no, I... Has anyone seen their new survey? No. And there were no new things put out or anything? No.
It's probably not ready yet. It's taken like 6 months for people to get surveys done.
Well, I thought they said it had been done already.
They're not getting the drawings, the pictures, the report, the schematics, whatever you want to call it.
Stakes out. So okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm just curious.
Emma.
Yeah, I was just going to bring out the fact that if we are going to be looking at our properties, I think we still have the issue on Glimmerland, where we have sort of ignored it. I personally still don't agree that we should just let it go. We should at least let him know that we think there's a property belonging to the association there, that he has encroached on it, and that, you know.
And are you talking about Byron? Byron here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about Glimmer Glen.
Oh, we're talking about Byron right now. So yeah. Let's talk about Byron.
It's
a larger issue than just Byron, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
What's right for Byron is right for the others, too, so.
I agree with Emma.
Yeah. Okay, so that's all that the president has. So the committee reports, the bylaw committee, that's why Lisa is on here, because she's been very fastidious about doing the bylaws really early. So I have the whole file, and I haven't honestly gotten through all of it yet, but I will be sending that to you within the next week or so to just look over, and then probably have some questions for her or the committee at the next meeting.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
And budget committee, we don't have yet.
Did Lisa want to say anything about the bylaws or anything?
She can't say anything because it would be on the public comment.
Yep. Okay.
But I just want her, well, she knows it, but I want everybody else to be aware that, you know, read these, she's very detailed, so it's great, but I read them, but I need to read them more, and I'll send them to you guys. Dam committee, so I talked to Tim, and he's in the process of speaking with three different companies that work on dams, and I guess he's contacted all of them, and I know he has an appointment with the Mackin brothers coming up, so it's moving along. That's really all I know about the dam, but I know that it's in the right cycle. Angela, events, do you?
Yeah, so Evelyn and I are working, and it's the summer shaping up. We have three bands, one food truck, new people in charge of the crafts. Our friends at Daddy's Twisted Teas are going to come back and do the tie-dye night again because we canceled so many things at the end of last year because of COVID. We're using some of that leftover money, which is why I just want to double check with Jason that I know exactly what I'm working with here. We have a place called Hope Bringing the Birds Back again at the end of June because the membership really loved that. So, yeah, we're in a good place. Evelyn and I are planning on having the calendar shared with you guys in March. If there's anything new that you want to do, please reach out to one of us because we talk to each other a lot and are putting a lot of time in to get it all shaped up and together. Jason.
Listen, I got a pavilion reservation form in the mail. Who should get it?
We need to talk about that, I guess.
You can send it to me, Jason. That's fine.
Okay.
And then I'll work eye out with Evelyn.
Now, they send a deposit check. Do you want me to hold that and just send you the reservation form?
Yeah, I don't want the money.
Okay.
When I got everything from Nancy, everything was stapled, and she made notes whether the check had been returned after the event or voided or deposited. So I'm just, everything is attached from last year's check and form. So do you actually deposit them?
No. They're only deposited if they state on their form it's a donation and they want to, you know, just let the association keep it. Or if after the event, obviously, and I don't think we've actually had any where people don't clean up or make a mess, and that's what that deposit's for, if they just trash the place and don't clean up. But I don't think we've ever held a deposit. We've only deposited them if someone says they want it donated.
So who is the pavilion reservation person? You, Ev?
There's things that you need to have in place first, Ev, before you take over that,
there's
right?
There's things. I was putting them on the calendar.
Right.
Because Mike gave me access to the calendar. But I have no way of seeing if somebody, because it says in good standing, before you can take the reservation. I have no way of accessing any of that information. So it's probably best if we do what we've been doing and they go to the treasurer and then Kathy can handle it from there. And we'll talk about calendars when we get to technology.
Hey Jason, do you check them all? If they're in good standing? I mean, is that...
I have no way to do that.
No, I know you don't, but I mean, who...
You just have to look on Constant Contact, right?
Well, really... Well, good standing would be if they haven't paid their taxes. But we get our taxes every year by the end of the year. So that's, you know, we haven't had the past few years anyone owing taxes after. And so good standing, that would be the only issue. The other issue is, are they a member? So right. That would be a checking. I never had to do it before. I think we used to check to make sure they were a member.
That happened this past year. It was the son of an owner.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to verify it.
Okay, so that's the protocol now, is it goes to the P.O. box to Jason, and then Jason gets it to Kathy.
I'll send it to Kathy.
Yeah, it just be electronic. I mean, just take a picture.
Right. I'll scan it and send it over.
Yeah.
The form needs to be changed. It says mail to Lee Griffin.
I noticed that, actually. I tried to look for the form on the computer a little bit, and I couldn't find it. I got to search where the... I got to search where the form is. Did you lose my mic?
No, it's still here.
Yeah, so I have to search where that form is so I can make the change.
Okay. Any other questions for Angela or Evelyn?
Negative.
So is the calendar kind of done?
No, we usually have it to you guys by March, so Evelyn and I have it shared. The frustration for those of you who are on early and I looked like an angry elf is at my end, it says that it's shared with Kathy, and Kathy can't get into it, and for the life of me, I can't understand why, and I'm getting really kicked off. Because I just wanted, as pavilion reservations started coming in, she would be able to see it. We also wanted to just get another set of eyes on it to make sure there was nothing that we're missing. But usually our goal is to have it done by March. And I'm trying really hard this year, I was saying to Ev, to try. Last year we put things on the calendar because they were just always done. And then in the summer we were trying to find people willing to do them. I'm trying to work a little smarter this year. And if I don't have a volunteer ready to do it, I'm not putting it on the draft calendar. And if that means something we've always done isn't done, but I just, it could always get added back in after, but I'm not just filling the calendar so it looks pretty and filled if it's just going to be me and Ev hustling and drag and fill into everything that we do, right? I don't want to do that. And especially, I have my oldest going off to college this summer, so I don't know what the end of my summer is going to look like. So I'm trying to be really smart about that. So again, we are in good shape, and we've been, reaching out to people. So hopefully we'll have it to you guys, if not by the February meeting, definitely before the March meeting. So when we come to the March meeting, you guys will have had a chance to look at it. And if you had any questions, we could do that beforehand, even if it needs to be through email.
Kat, what I do need somebody to confirm is when the August members meeting is and when Lake Haywood Day starts. I don't want to mess that up again this year.
Okay. Gotcha.
That was the scandal of the summer of 2020.
Oh my God.
If that was the worst thing, I'll tell you we're good.
That was funny.
So, do you need a tentative date for the golf tournament?
Yeah, so I just emailed Don today. I know he gave it to me a week or two ago, and I didn't get to it. I'm just letting him know, what the budget was, if he was still interested, if for some reason he's not interested. Okay. That's fine, too, but just to let me know, because then I'd have to find someone else.
I didn't know that. All right.
Yeah, no, I did a lot of work today, a lot of emails and contracts and stuff, and Ev and I spent a lot of time together today.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Geese lady? There's more geese here than ever.
They're here. I haven't looked yet. Goose Lady, Nutmeg Farms suggested I get a couple of cameras, hunting cameras that pick up motion. So that I can, and you just go and you take a little drive out or something, and you can, so I know when they're there, so that she can come down and do whatever she needs to do. Because I don't know when they're there, and this time of year, there's no help. They're gone right now. We have one that can't fly that's been walking across the ice.
Poor breathing.
I know. And then, once I get a feel of when they're here and at what times they're here, then she and I can work out a plan as to when she will stop by and harass them.
Is she still on plan to come and take care of the nest?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. Yes, but we have to figure out where they are, and I think those cameras might help.
Mm-hmm.
If it'll also show them carrying out, I'll probably have to disconnect them in the summer because people on the beaches, because that's where she suggested we put them, and then disconnect them in the summer because otherwise they'd be going off and on all day recording everything.
Right.
So I have to look into that. And we have the swans. I have the fake swans. Anybody see the swans?
No.
I was talking to Phil. Now all of a sudden there's two real swans.
Really?
Yes. They were only here for a couple hours, and then they left.
Oh, we need to get them to stay, right?
No, because they're evil.
I thought they
will scare away the geese, but they will attack you. They are more evil than the geese. So we don't really want them to stay.
Right, pick your poison.
Right. But two of them make a lot less waste than all those geese.
So. Yeah.
I don't know. They're bigger.
And we'll just let them attack you, Evelyn, so it won't be an issue.
Yeah, I'm getting used to it.
Our sacrificial geese lady. All right, so we'll just keep us posted, right?
Yeah, I should have a better idea next month. Thanks. I'm going to get some sort of cameras.
Thanks, Evelyn.
You're welcome.
Lake and water quality, Ms. Halliday.
Okay. Very much in touch with Solitude. At the end of December, our rep is, I seem to get a new rep every 2 years, has left their company, so I'm waiting to hear who our new rep is. In the meantime, I've been in touch with Amanda Mahaney, who's the woman who really comes out and does our pre and post survey, and the one who
does the work.
Always keen, yeah, yes. Email her, she answers the next day. In the meantime, I did get a contract from them for this year, which came in a couple $1,000 under what I had asked for in my budget just for that contract. So that's a good thing. On the other hand, I think the balance will probably be used to treat the lake a little more this year as far as the weed treatments. So the bottom line with that is I normally would have had a contract to show you this meeting, and we would vote to waive competitive bidding, and we would be getting assigned, but we don't have that yet because we've gone back to them with a lot of questions. I asked everyone on the committee with Tim and Wolf, and we came up with a bunch of questions as to, you know, what's going on this year. Had more of a problem in the fall. We need to go back to deep. Got to start treating towards the boat launch more. So we are working on that. We gave them a big series of very, you know, specific questions about what we should be treating with. They've suggested maybe something new. So I guess, long story short, just trying to reassure you that I think we're on top of it. And just waiting to hear who our new rep is. We've asked for a Zoom call with him and Amanda, with all of us on there, to ask some very pointed questions and to see if they still think they're the ones to go back to DEEP or whether we need to get on the phone with DEEP as far as, you know, restructuring where we could treat by the boat launch. So I'm trying to reassure you that we think we're on top of it, and we'll stay on top of it, and hopefully by the February meeting I'll have contract to sign that's more meaningful and answers to all those questions. Does that make sense? The other thing is we did a bunch of stream testing last year with all the water coming down from the farms, and we'll probably do a little more in April and May if the rains are really bad, just to kind of verify what we found. And then we will move forward with what we can do with that. You know, we definitely found what we thought we were going to find, that there's a lot of water that comes pouring off the Cold Spring Farm, especially up there. A lot of that is town land. And what does that mean? Obviously, in the retention basin, we're trying to catch that and filter that. But I personally also think something needs to be done up at the top of the hill. And so we're hoping, and we also last year, if you remember, got a $1,000 grant to help pay for some of that stream testing. So we are hoping that we can use that information to maybe go to the town and say, you need to help us out a little. We're spending money on a retention basin, but you need to help us out up at the top of the hill. Cold Spring Farm, I think, is a wonderful asset. They're wonderful to have around, but the animals seem to be accumulating, which more phosphorus and nitrogen into our lake, and I think's got to give up there as far as making sure that water just doesn't pour down into our lake constantly. So that's where we are. As an aside, when Randy and Felicia moved away last spring, Ed and I kind of took over the East Haddam Lake Association as far as the reports we have to give this town to get the money every year. So we are in the middle of that right now and probably be sitting with a budget committee next month to make sure that that stipend we get every year between the three lakes is in the next budgeting cycle. And I think we also will be asking to get some more money, capital improvement money, for the dam. We've already been awarded a certain amount, and then we're hoping in the next fiscal year we get awarded another couple thousand dollars, which can sit there until we spend it on the dam. So that's what we are up to right now. I don't know, Ed, if you've got anything to add about the presentation to the town right now.
No, other than, they have filed an application for the permit with the biodetention basin, and that will be on the Inland Wetlands Commission's agenda. It has to be on the agenda first as a notice, and then they take another meeting or two to get it approved. But talking with Jim Ventress, he's the town guy that Inland Wetlands didn't seem to think that there would be a problem. So
today, Ed and I had a conversation, and he's requesting that Jason give him access to all of our financial records regarding money spent on the lake so that he can go to the town, because they usually give us a certain number of dollars. So, Corinne, I think you would be probably the one to give Jason a list of what expenditures, because he doesn't need to give Ed all of our financial information.
Agreed.
He needs to give Ed what Ed needs, or you, whoever goes to the town, to ask for the reimbursement money, or the money. So could you kind of come up with a list of what, when Jason looks through the check ledger, what numbers he should supply to you?
Well, right now, Ed, what do we need? We need the money that I asked for in the 22-23 budget, right?
Right, we're basically going to look at the budget and anything that we, for example, we also include the portions of the newsletter. We basically go through the general ledger and get the number of anything that relates to lake-related activities, education, newsletters, things like that. That's why I need the general ledger to really go through and look at that. And, the people that were doing it in the past are not here. So I just said, we're under the time crunch that we have to be able to, we have to provide this information very soon to the town. So we can't, we need access.
But I don't know if I'm understanding correctly, but for what we got to give to town, what we're giving them for is what I've asked for in the budget for 22-23,
right,
not necessarily
that
what we currently
spent. Right.
And then we would probably add in the money we're spending on the bioretention basin.
Right, because remember we get the past year, they will reimburse us for 50% of what we submit, and up to a maximum of $7,500.
Right.
So that was one of the reasons why we went through the general ledger and found a lot of items that were lake-related so we could get the number up over $15,000.
Well, we don't ever have a problem with my budget doing that. I think my budget's always like $24,000, $25,000. We're getting maybe confused with the report that we do have to give them. Was it in July, Jason, that where we actually tell them what we spent?
I think it's June.
That was
that's easy enough to find about what things we spent because they're all categorized, so it'll be easy enough to find. Plus, I got Lee here, so I can't find anything.
So, Ed, am I wrong? I'm just what you and I are trying to put together now is a future budget that we think we're going to spend so that they make that fund gets in their budget.
Right, and right. Then when we get to actually the reimbursement, we've got to have actual expenditures that support the amount that we've
put in. But that would be next June or July, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just wanting to clarify my, it's the first year that, I don't have Randy and Felicia who were, had this down pat. So we're really dealing with a budget number that you and I got to get in by the end of the week, a future budget number, and okay.
So you don't really need all the other information until June, is that what I'm understanding?
Well, as far as what I'm actually spend this coming year to make sure we get the reimbursement, but I don't, Ed, what other access with it, what other thing are you looking for?
Well, we can start with the budget and see whether or not it's got enough there that will cover the, because we're always trying to get the Board of Finance to increase the amount that they give us. So the more we can put in there, the more, at 50%, the more we will get. So whether or not they will increase it from 75 up to a higher amount remains to be seen. But if we give them a number that's, 17, 18, 19,000, we have a better chance of getting a higher reimbursement.
Well, no, we're easily giving them a number because my budget's 20-something thousand dollars every year, so with everything. So it's more the other two lakes, just so some of you understand. They can't even get themselves up to 16 so that they get the half, which is 8. So then they lose money every year, but they just start spending money like we are. And they don't have the money to spend. They would be spending it if they had an association like we do.
Mm.
So that's why it comes into play, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
So you three understand that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get it done.
I think. Okay.
We'll get it done.
What did we ever decide on weekly water testing, or did we not decide on that after we heard from Russ? We did not, right?
We did not.
No.
It didn't come to a decision.
Mm. Okay. Well, we're going to have to do that within the next couple of months. So let's say February meeting. Come with your opinion.
So we'll try to take a vote in February soon.
Yeah. Okay. We need to move on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else, Corinne?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Corinne, are you part of the biodetention issue? Or?
No, not real. No, not really.
Okay.
No.
Who else is part of that, Ed?
Well, at one point, Gary was involved.
Okay.
I copy Corinne on everything that we're doing.
I'm happy to be more involved, but
you can be more involved.
No, things are moving along. If you just keep it up on when the hearings happen,
I think we should have a board member involved. That was why I was asking that question. Just
I think it's Corinne.
Yeah.
Corinne.
Okay. Nominating.
Yay, I win.
Again, you always win.
Okay. Yeah.
Nominating committee.
Nope.
Properties. Phil?
Settling down for a long winter's nap, so I'm all refreshed in the spring. How's that?
That's good.
Well deserved.
Yep. Safety. So what are we going to do about the safety committee?
I thought we're just going to, get rid of that, disband it, right?
Well, we talked about it, but we need to make a decision.
Yeah.
Getting rid of the safety committee mean not hiring the police?
Right.
I think we need to keep the police.
No.
It doesn't mean that we can't. I mean, all they have to do is make a call. We don't have to have a safety committee and...
Oh, committee, right, okay.
Yeah, the money should still be there. You know what I mean? The money should always be there.
But I think that gives the board collectively, gives us more power to decide when we need police presence and not need police presence and stuff like that.
Correct.
So. Right. We also talked about using a small amount of that budget to put some more first aid stuff down at the pavilion, because the first aid kit that was there is way understocked. And when we had the incident when the woman fell up by the tennis court, I know we talked about it. But I don't think we ever did anything about it, and that actually has been me, so I might be outing myself. But that is something that we talked about using a little bit of that money for, because we haven't called the police, because we haven't had the same number of events, so I know that there's a little bit of extra money in that budget, so we should do that, so we have basic first aid supplies there, because sometimes it took a while for someone to get there and to help her, and we didn't have, like, the little ice packs or any of that stuff down there.
Yeah, I have no issue getting rid of the committee.
I think the only time we really need the police is maybe Lake Hayward days.
Oh, that's what I mean. I think we can decide that.
So we should make I should make a motion to get disband the safety committee.
I second.
Second.
All in favor?
Now we're not voting to get rid of money, Hannah. We're just voting to get rid of the committee.
Right.
I was going to ask that because it's a no-win setup.
It'll still be a line item.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Was there anybody opposed?
Excuse me. No.
All right. And Hannah, you abstain. Corinne, did you
raise?
No, I said fine. Get rid of the committee.
Okay. So that motion will carry.
And will you send an email send out to present committee members to let them know that that's happening?
Yep, I will. And I guess maybe constant contact is how we should do it, but see if we can find someone here who is a paramedic that can tell us exactly what we should have down there.
Nicole's husband.
I was just going to say that. Robert LaFrance, right?
And Nicole.
Yeah. And Nicole.
Women's Park.
Yeah.
LaFrance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right in back.
Do you know? Well, I guess you know him if he's back. Could you ask him that way?
Sure.
Okay.
You're going to make me go outside, huh?
No, you can use the phone. You can use the phone.
Well, you still have to know we don't need to do it until the spring, though, right? I mean, it's not that we have to do it right now.
No, but I'd like to get a list of what we need just to get an idea of cost and, you know, what they think we need.
Right. Yeah, I have to message Nicole anyway because I have to set up a newsletter email for her.
Okay.
Thank you. So moving on to technology.
it has been a nightmare. Much harder than we thought. No more Outlook is no longer syncing to Google. It will not. So if you have not signed on to your new Gmail account, please do so because it's the only way you're going to get your emails. It's really not that hard. If you have a problem, call me. I'll walk you through it. I am not sure yet whether we can, Angela and I wanted to do, be able to share our Google Calendar and put that on the web. I think Mike is still working on that. You no longer need me to reset your password. We've changed the settings on that. So you can reset it whenever you want to.
When did you do that, Emily? I think I just tried to do that last night and it wouldn't let me.
Changed it yesterday.
Okay, I'll do.
There's a setting in my admin app portion of it. So, yeah, try it again.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I sent you an email today asking you to resend the email regarding the new email.
I did.
I know. You said, let me know if you have any questions. But okay. I didn't, where'd you send it? And then so I wrote you again and said, could you send it to, you know, my Corinne Halliday 61 Gmail?
I did. I'll send it again.
So, you know, my first name's so weird. People always want to... Yeah, just check the spelling of my first name, maybe. People want to add R's and take M's away and make me a Holiday instead of a Halliday.
You are a Holiday, Corinne.
What was the last part of the email?
Data Rossetti, huh?
What's the last 64 at Gmail?
61.
Check your junk folder, too, Corinne.
Mm.
Just in case.
Yeah, because it came from my, I think the original one came from my personal email because at the time I wasn't sure if I'll.
Yeah, and then that one, you, I think you had misspelled, so that, I don't know. Anyways, okay. I'll call you tomorrow. So far I don't have it. But.
All right. It's pretty easy, even if you just want to walk you through
you
it.
Wanna, okay. Not for me.
Yeah, not for me either.
I also don't know if, and I sent Jason a computer connection, I don't know if our documents were migrated, if you had documents on the Outlook drive.
I didn't keep anything on the Outlook drive. I have everything on the flash drive. I think you're probably the only one, Angela. And so when I saw that they weren't moved, I moved it. And I'll just double check that I didn't miss anything. I may have been the only one that had it there.
And the other thing we're looking into is chat. As, you know, instead of using Zoom.
And is that chat or Google Meet?
It's called video.
Okay.
It's called Google Chat. Oh. And it's video.
We should have Google Meet with it too, though, don't we? Because I thought we talked about that when we got the price. So since Google Meet is just like this, where you could change your settings and stuff. So it the video chat. If I was sending an email like today when I was frustrated over the calendar, I could just send a video chat real quickly to Kathy. So instead of emailing back and forth, it would be like a video chat, but it doesn't have quite the number of options that Moot does. So I would just verify with him.
That's my question, whether we can post it on the web and whether it's only us that can access it with the Google Suite or whether the public can access.
Good question.
No, the public can access it because we use it in the school system and a lot of the board meetings, like the instructional committee and the smaller committees have stayed virtual, even though some meetings have gone in person and families are able to get on.
It's just
kind of like how Kathy had to let people in for Zoom tonight, right? Like, so if it wasn't people with our domain, someone's going to have to admit the public in. But the public should be able to get into Google Meet.
Okay, cool. And I think that's it. Oh, and the calendar. If we can't use this calendar to share to the website, then I think... Kathy and Angela should also have access to the website calendar, not just me.
Okay, I don't care. Whatever's best for everybody around. Yes, you know. I know you had talked about you only wanted one person to have access to it, so that things didn't get confusing or whatever. So I don't care either way.
Well, if you want,
I think
reservations.
Right, and I think in the beginning, I think for Mike having the website only wanted one person, but I feel like sometimes like I'm trying to hunt down Mike and I'm trying to hunt down Evelyn, and especially last year with COVID and weather, like lots of things were changed. Mm. So again, however we can make it most efficient and not relying on other people, I think is kind of important. And I would think that, you know, with big things, we would probably still need to like let each other know, right? So if Ev and I are planning a big event and you don't know that and put a pavilion reservation on the calendar, like we don't want that to happen. But as long as we're in communication, but it shouldn't be that one person is sending the work upstream. I just don't think that we work very efficiently.
Sounds good.
Also, I noticed that not my emails migrated from Office starting January 3rd of this year. And I know I have more emails going back to last year. So I have to find out if they will stay there or because I want to cancel what we have with Dynamic Alliance.
Right.
So that's another question that I have for computer connection.
I have all of mine, Evelyn. I have like 600 emails came over, and there is no way that I have gotten 600 emails from you guys since January 3rd. So I can look
at. Maybe I just don't know how to access them because I don't see them. I see up to January 3rd, and that's it.
Okay, I'll go. I could look after and see what date, but right now I just had it open in another tab. It just says it's showing 1 to 50 out of 669 emails, and I know that there's no way I've gotten 669 emails since January 3rd.
I sent you.
I'm busy, but not that busy.
I sent you 500 of them, so.
I was just looking up. I was just looking up the emails, and there are. I have emails from October, November, December on the.
So maybe it's just me. I'm not looking right.
Yeah.
But please make sure you get your Google set up. You're not. We need to stop using Outlook. I am tired of working on this.
Right, moving.
We've been doing this since November.
Yeah.
And it has been very time consuming. So the sooner we get this up and ready and done, the happier I'll be.
Yeah, moving forward, starting today, I'll be sending all emails out through Google. So
you. Oh, right now, if you send something to like Corinne's Gmail. From Outlook, it's not going to go. We can do Outlook to Outlook.
No, I mean, I'm going to send everyone to their Google address.
Yes, please.
Starting today.
Start using your Gmail.
Well, Evelyn, please try to send that to me again when you get a chance tonight or tomorrow. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And once we can be in person, I'll do a couple of crash courses. We can even project them up on the big screen because I'm just in Google all the time. If people have questions, but I do think it's pretty user-friendly. Like, everything new is hard because, you know, change is always difficult when you're used to doing things one way, but I do think Google is more intuitive and user-friendly than Microsoft.
And
my emails go back to September of 2020, so that's when I first got on the board, so I have every single email.
Okay, I must not be looking at them right. I don't see much of a difference with Outlook and Gmail. You know, if it still groups them together. You still have to push the little three dots on the bottom to expand it. But we're almost done with it, so.
Thank you for all your hard work, Ed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. Can I ask a quick question about the calendar? Is it years prior, did you used to make people, like, they couldn't reserve the pavilion yet because you were giving events time to get their stuff on the calendar? Is this an early reservation that we're taking? Or there used to be, I thought, a start date so that you guys could get all your stuff.
That is true. People mailed them in, but they didn't approve them until a certain date. And I'll have to find out. I think it was, like, again, March or April, around there, so that the board could get their dates together first.
Right, and I don't know prior to last year, but I know last year, like, you know, we went by that we had to have all of our stuff done by March so it could go in the spring packet in April, and it wasn't until our stuff was done that we accepted those.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's accurate, but that's how we did it last year anyway.
That's how it should be.
Sounds right. I'll send an email to whoever sent that pavilion reservation, letting them know that we received their reservation and it has not yet been approved, and it will not be approved until, what do you want to say, April 15th, April 1st?
They know. It's it's my neighbor, Don.
That's okay. Yeah, he messaged me.
We'll be official anyway.
I wanted to ask him, what happens if you sell your place?
I know.
Okay, so are we y'all set with technology?
Yes.
Okay. I know you are.
I'm done.
He's done. Done.
there aren't any other committee reports, are there? I don't think so. Okay. So moving on to old business, property encroachment, I think I already talked about. Voter registration guidelines. That would sound like Ms. Sabo.
Yeah, we talked about that, and that's why we asked the attorney about it. Did everybody read what he gave in his answer about changing and requiring a change?
Yes, I agree.
You agree? Well, he gave us a few options. So what do you agree to, Jason?
I just remember seeing the options about a week. Telling people.
Well, that's what I would like to do, to be in line with the town of East Haddam, so we don't have to do it the morning of. But he's saying that, you know, you have to, it should be put into the bylaws to make it, you know, somewhat official. And also that, you know, in our charter it says that anybody can vote, you know, and register, doesn't give a time frame. So if someone really wanted to be picky about it, they could fight us on it. So this is my question. Are we just spinning our wheels for nothing? Is my question. Am I just spinning my wheels for nothing? If we're going to put the time and effort into maybe include it into the bylaws, but it won't make a difference because really...
The charter takes precedence.
Right. So that's where we're at with that.
I think it's good to include it in the bylaws, and then, you know, the odds of someone actually taking us to court over it, one person maybe, which is to say, let them vote. Is one person's vote going to make that much of a difference?
Uh-huh.
40 person's votes, yes, that would be
right.
A difference.
Right.
But at least we're being forward and saying this is what we feel it should be, and I think people should probably agree with that. I don't know.
Emma? I'm just thinking that since we have to just encourage our members to register once, I mean, it's not like you're asking them to register every year.
Right.
So just encouraging them as they join the membership by buying a property in the area or at our annual meeting or in between our newsletters, just encouraging everyone to become voting members is probably what we need to do more than anything else. Half the people don't know that they have to be registered until they come, for whatever reason, they come on that particular day, and then they want to vote and you're saying, no, you're not registered. So if you can encourage everyone to become voting members, and it's one time, they're there for the rest of their stay in the Lake Hayward Association.
Is the information in constant contact? Like, rather than just, you know, again, having a blurb every week, which we could do, it's just reminding people, but if that information, if we know who's registered and who isn't in constant contact, can't you just send an email blast to those who are not?
Part of the other problem is there's like 80 or 90 homeowners, we just don't have their emails. You know, there's some people that just don't put anything towards trying to contact us with anything. You know, so you'll never hit on, now maybe they don't come to the meetings either, so they're not voting also. We can put something out just to the people that aren't registered. That's a good idea, actually.
I mean, I'm looking at the charter, and it says, yeah, you can vote, but you will have to have registered with the secretary clerk of the association.
Right. Exactly.
It
just doesn't give a time limit.
So maybe the lawyer's saying in our bylaws we could establish a time.
That's what he's saying, but he also said that if someone wanted to fight it, they could, because it doesn't give a time in the charter.
But he also said that the court would probably side with us because
correct.
We aren't being unreasonable.
Correct.
Right.
Right, right.
Well, after last meeting, I think everyone's
more right.
So,
but yeah.
Well, it's up to everyone what they want to do. I mean
don't we have somebody working on the bylaws?
Yeah, Lisa. It doesn't sound like, I mean, it's not that much work to put something in the bylaws, and either people vote yes or no for it.
Right.
You know?
And if we have the person that shows up at the last minute, you know, we could make an exception. What we're trying to do is avoid 50 people signing up at the last minute.
Correct.
Right?
That was also an unusual circumstance, and we all know.
Yes, it was.
Right. Normally, that's not what happens.
Part of the process of registering is that you have to be able to prove they're an owner. So someone could show up at the meeting last minute,
right,
and just say, "Yeah, I want to register to vote," but they're not even an owner. They're the, you know, the son.
No, they just have to be a renter. They could be a renter too.
Right.
So do we want to have that added to our bylaws?
Yes.
Raise your hands if you think yes. No harm done, Eddie.
Okay. So do you think this is something that we need to pass the verbiage by the attorney or not?
No.
Okay. So I will try to come up with something to be put in the bylaws, and then I'll email it to the board members, and then you guys can look at it and weigh in on it, and then once we decide what's good, what's not good, and what's going to be, I will send it to Lisa. Does that sound like a good plan of action?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay. The other old business I had was merchandise, but I haven't heard much from the two ladies. I think it's a little early on that, so I don't have anything. Unless, have you, Evelyn?
No, I didn't really talk to them.
Well, I don't really have anything to report on that yet. on the new business spring packet, help me with that, somebody, because I've never been anywhere near the spring packet.
Well, I just have one comment. Last year, we, for the first time, we did it all electronic, which seemed to work fine.
I agree.
We saved a lot of money. I would say, again, it isn't that much of an expense to send a little postcard out just to all owners saying, please watch for your spring packet. If you all agree, I can put that together again, too, so that at least everyone's notified there is a spring packet coming out and where to look for it.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. I think, Sin, we have to figure out who's going to be in charge of compiling it and putting it together. That's what we need to do. So whether it's going to be Carrie again or if we need to find somebody, we need to do that now, I think, instead of waiting.
Isn't that the Eckerts last year?
Yeah, it was Carrie Eckert last year. Yeah. So
She has the template and everything. I don't know if she's willing to do it again.
She's willing. It makes sense.
Yeah, I'll
correct. Okay. Perfect.
I think last year there was a little hesitation, but we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see what she says. And if she can't, then we'll just have to put it out there.
Well, we'll need to find someone.
Maybe the person who's going to be doing the newsletter would be able to do it as part of their...
Maybe.
Yeah, well, let's see if there
is a publisher app that it was done in.
Yeah, I don't know.
Also, there's that Marty Bernardi, who, you know, was applied for the newsletter person position, but we chose Wendy and Luminous Spark to do it. And I did reach out to her, and she got back to me finally, and she is more than willing to, because I said to her, well, why don't you, because I didn't want to lose her, I said, would you be willing to help out with my secretarial duties, like maybe doing the minutes every once in a while and helping with registrations and doing the things that the secretary does. I said, I think we could work well together, and she was in agreement of that. So we're supposed to be setting up a time this month where both of us meet, and I give her kind of what the duties of the things that I do, and maybe some of the things where she can step in and take some of it off of me. So so if it's not Carrie or Loomis, maybe Marty. So that could be another name we have maybe out there that who might be willing to do it as well.
Okay, so we have some good candidates.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Little do they know.
I know, right?
okay, so I'll ask Carrie. We'll start from there, and then...
let us know.
We'll decide.
And really, one of the most important things is just setting a date where everyone needs to make sure they have everything that they want to put into the packet done and submit it to whoever.
When is that generally done, Jason?
Middle of March, usually.
Is it middle March or is it the beginning of March? I'm trying to... I'll have to look at last year's email.
Let me go ask Lee. He probably remembers. One second.
Okay. Because we could just look it up in last year's email as well, I think.
If Carrie doesn't want to do it, then it'd probably be really helpful if she's just willing to send the electronic version of the template to you. So whoever it is out of these three people or someone else we talk about, that you don't have to go back and ask her again later. Just get it right off the bat so that way we really have it.
Right.
I'll ask her for that. What did Lee say?
He's asleep on the couch already.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to find out later and get it to you.
Okay.
Jason, are you going to send out an email blast about the treasure?
I did.
He did once already.
You're still not getting it?
I do not get those.
I showed Kathy, right? Kathy, you saw it. Your email is there.
Don gets them on his optical consultant. I checked my stamp. I do not get it.
Okay. And I've got the right email. Even Kathy confirmed the email's correct. And it shows you're getting it.
Well, thank you for sending. I'll start checking Don's email.
Do we want to keep sending them?
So I don't know when you sent it, but I haven't had any response.
You have another email? I could have it sent to your Lake email.
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay.
That's fine. Once I figure out how to use it. Yeah, that's fine. That'll work.
Okay.
And do we want to keep sending it?
Yeah.
Probably at least one more time,
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll wait a couple weeks and then send it again. Because it just went out, so.
Okay. Thank you.
And just as an aside, you know, I did start looking for management companies in the area.
Oh, good.
But it's very difficult. Like, they don't have, like, websites and stuff. You got to get on the phone. That's generally not my jam.
God forbid we get on the phone now.
I hate to get on the phone. We had this conversation, Jason. I can't stand it.
I love the phone.
So, I don't know. We'll see. Person. So, I'm not even sure, you know, but just to get some prices that way, just to, for ha-has, you know. So, I don't know.
Does anybody have anything else?
Jason, could I call you at some point for like a what's a good time? I guess.
You want to talk after this meeting?
Well, there's a football game on tonight. Yeah, I'll talk to you. Yeah. Well, call me.
Okay, Thursdays during the day. I'm off Thursday mornings, so I don't know if Thursday morning works good for you. But yeah, tonight, tomorrow night, whatever. If you want, you've got the football game. You can call me tomorrow night. I'm home tomorrow night.
I need a number.
Okay. Oh,
it's being recorded. Why don't you
send
it?
Yeah. I have Jason's number.
Yeah, you got my number.
I have
his
number.
Oh, hey. Is it right if she gives it to me, Jason?
Yeah, no, I think I have your number. I called you on my cell phone. I think you probably have my number and you don't know it.
Probably.
Maybe.
Okay.
All right, so everybody knows the next meeting is February something, 21st?
21st.
So we'll see you all then.
All right.
Goodbye.
Motion
to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting. I don't have your number.
Oh, liar.
So give it to him, Kathy.
I will.
Somebody second it?